Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you who are here. Amen. On today, praise the Lord to be with us, to fellowship with us, those of you who are watching this telecast. Amen. Online as well. We certainly thank God for you. Thank God. Amen. For our returning friends. Amen. To be in service with us once again. We love you. Appreciate you. I want you to know that you are always invited back. Amen. Hear the voices of Victory Christian Ministry. Praise the Lord. The doors of the church, amen, is open, amen, to you. And it's such a pleasure to have you. Certainly thank God for this day. Amen. Corn Pentecost Sunday. Praise the Lord. And we know on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit filled. Amen. God's people were filled with His Holy Spirit and empowered, amen, to do the work of the Lord. Amen. So we certainly thank God, amen, for the celebration of this day. Amen. Across the world. And we just give God honor on today. Amen. And it's certainly a pleasure, amen, to stand before you. Amen. To give unto you that which the Lord God has shared. Amen, with me. Amen. So if I could just but trouble you, amen, one more time, amen, to stand in the presence of the reading of His word, else it is customary, amen, to do. We'll be reading again from the gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verse 10. Amen, the gospel according to St. John chapter 10. Verse 10, very familiar passage. Amen. The scripture reads, the thief coming not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that has been said and done thus far. Now, as we make ready to receive your word, I pray and ask that you open up the hearts and the minds of your people. Let them receive your word and let them receive it with joy and gladness, Lord God. And then, having received it, that they act upon your word to do all that you have commanded us, so that everything that we both say and do will glorify you in every way. I pray and ask that you give me the strength, the mercy, Lord God, the knowledge, Lord God, to impart your word to your people in the name of Jesus. As we continue to give you the praise and the glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence, amen, of the Lord. Amen. Yesterday, amen, when I had finished, amen, my 6 mile run, I went back into the men, changed the room so I could cool down a mite and change my shirt. And just as I was going around, amen, the corner there, a young man was standing there and he said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing great, I'm doing great, I'm doing great. Amen, blessed in the Lord. Amen. I said, how you doing? Amen. He said, well, I'm on the right side of the ground. Amen. I'm on top and not below it. I said, well, praise God. I said, that'll give you more time to give God praise and glory. Amen. And then he says to me, amen, it's all about the abundant life. And I said, well, Lord Jesus, amen, it's all about the abundant life. Praise the Lord, because there are too many walking around yet dead and without. Amen. And it's funny that he said that, because he said it, amen, with conviction and affirmation. And this is exactly, amen, what the Lord has led me to share with you. Amen. During this season, however long it lasts, living the abundant life of Christ. Praise the Lord. Living the abundant life of Christ. He had no idea I was teaching on this subject. And so then we are spending some time dealing with the abundance of life, or the abundance of life in Christ. Amen. The life of Christ. Too often, as I've said, we look around and we see how others are blessed and how happy they are, whether they have little or much. Isn't that right? Amen. And when we wonder what happened to us, we begin to wonder what happened to us. Why are we struggling? Where did we go wrong? Why is every day a hardship? Amen. Last week, we clearly looked at the intent of the enemy versus what our Lord and Savior came to do for us. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have to give God, amen, some praise. Amen. For life, health, and strength. We learned that Christ is divine. Isn't that right? And he being divine, then we are the branches. Amen. We also know that we cannot bear fruit unless we are attached to the vine. Isn't that right? Amen. And if we are attached to the vine, then we have to understand that we will be purged or cleansed so that we can bear more fruit. Amen. This is why we prune trees so that they will produce or grow more fruit. Isn't that right? Amen. He just don't want us to bear fruit, but he wants us to bear more fruit. Amen. Every branch needs to be as fruitful as possible. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all can talk to me. And since then, since God is the husbandman, in other words, the true dresser and tiller of the soil, then we should be bearing fruit. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory to God. It's just not enough just to come to church, but we should be bearing fruit. Mm-hmm. Let's revisit then John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5 quickly here. John 15, 1 through 5, where Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Now, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he, God, taketh away. In other words, he removes it. Mm-hmm. And every branch that bears fruit, he, God, purges it, which means he cleanses and prunes it from useless leaves that are growing on it. Isn't that good news? Why does he do this? Well, he does it that it may bring forth more fruit. More fruit. And so if he takes the time, or we take the time, amen, to prune a tree, for those of you who grow fruit, you are doing this so it can produce more fruit. Amen. You wanted to see it just blossom with more and more and more fruit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And so it's all about bearing more fruit. Isn't that right? Amen. As I said before, it's hard to bear fruit when you got trash hanging on you. It's hard. Amen. And that's why it is necessary for him to cleanse us of filth and impurity. Can I get a witness? Oh, yes. We want to be a pure, lush green. Mm-hmm. Not all yellowish and brownish. Amen. Looking, amen, glory to God, all ragged, because our lives are cluttered with a lot of unnecessary things. You know what they say. You know we be carrying a lot of baggage. Oh, yeah. We be carrying a lot of baggage. So we need to be purged of all of the excess baggage. Isn't that right? Amen. Every branch, my friend, that is bearing fruit should be purged and clean to bear more fruit. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, I want to bear more fruit. And so then in order to do so, then he must purge me. He must prune me. Amen. He must dress me so I can produce more. So then if you are not bearing fruit, if you are not bearing fruit, then the Bible says that you should be removed. Mm-hmm. Amen. Even though you need pruning, you should be bearing fruit. Isn't that right? But if you're not bearing any fruit, then you need to be removed. Now that's what we do as an old country boy back home. And we got a tree that ain't doing nothing. Amen. It ain't good for nothing. Then it just wasting good soil. It gotta go. Can I get a witness? Amen. Make use of being found wood or something. So I ask you today, my friend. Amen. Are you still in the same rut? Have your fruit not increased? Yes. Are you not bearing any fruit at all? Amen. In case you didn't know, the secret of living is bearing fruit. And so if you're not bearing fruit, I submit to you then that you have come to the right place. Yes. Jesus Christ can change that. Can I get a witness? Yes. He'll make you fruitful. He will cause you to be productive in his kingdom. I wish I had a praying church. Amen. So then let's just take a moment, amen, and look at the different kinds of fruits. Amen. We can and should be bearing as children of God. Is that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, first of all, amen, we should be winning souls to Christ and helping them to grow. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen. That's what we should be doing. Amen. We should be winning souls to Christ and helping them to grow. Now, Paul's position that we find in Romans chapter 1, verse 13, is quite clear. Listen to what he says. Amen. He said, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren." Praise the Lord. We shouldn't be ignorant concerning this. He said that oftentimes I purpose to come unto you, but was let hitherto. In other words, amen, I was prevented from doing so up until now. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, but I was hidden. Amen. Glory to God. But I can do so now. And the reason, amen, that I wanted to come to you, that I may have what? Some fruit among you also. Yes. Even as among other Gentiles. Lord God, have mercy. So Paul then was ready to preach the gospel, amen, to those who were at Rome just as quick as he could get there. Just as quick as he could get there. Why? Because he wanted to bear
more fruit.
Lord God, have mercy. yes, he wanted to bear more fruit. He wanted fruit among those in Rome, just as he was bearing fruit among the Gentiles in other places. Paul wanted more fruit. And he said, "I can't wait to get there." Amen, to preach the gospel. I can't wait to get there to help somebody. I can't wait to get there to lead somebody to Christ. Praise the Lord. I may have been prevented, but I'm going to get there, and I'm going to get there right quickly. Because I just don't want to settle down here all day. I want more fruit someplace else. Isn't that good news? We got a mind to move about. Amen. And to produce more fruit among others. And not just those of your own kind. Isn't God good? Amen. Secondly, amen. Glory to God. The second fruit. Amen. Paul was also ready to share with those in need. When we're ready to share with those in need, we are producing fruit. Isn't that right? Amen. And this is according to his teaching. In Romans chapter 15, verses 26 through 28. And here he says, for it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Amen. The folks here in this area, amen, glory to God, they have put together a contribution, amen, for the poor saints who are at Jerusalem. Verse 27 then says, it has pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. In other words, they owe them. They owe the folks in Jerusalem something. For if the Gentiles, amen, have been made partakers of their spiritual things. In other words, the gospel came to the Jews first. And because of the coming of that gospel, amen, the Gentiles themselves became privy to it. Isn't that good news? And so Paul is making them know then, because they have become privy to the gospel, then they owe it to those in Jerusalem, God's people, amen, to help the poor, amen. So if you want to bear more fruit, then you need to be reaching out and helping somebody else. Can I get a witness in here? He said their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. In other words, they have given you spiritual things, and so now you are to give them your natural things. Isn't that right? Amen. If they have preached the word of Christ to you, and now they are in need, amen, then you need to translate that and give them some food in exchange.
That's right.
You are to give them some clothing in exchange. Can I get a witness in here? You need to give and provide for them that which they need. Those are your carnal things. Verse 28 then says, when therefore I have performed this, in other words, when I have collected the contribution that you have put together and delivered it, and have sealed to them this fruit. Amen. The fruit is their giving. Isn't that right? Paul said, I want to make sure that they receive it. And once they have received it, then I'm going to come by you in Spain. I'm on the move. I'm on the move. Paul said, I'm trying to bear more fruit. I'm not sitting still waiting on anything to happen. But I'm on the move making things happen. Yes, I want to bear more fruit, because that's what the abundant life is all about. Abundant, super abundantly, having more and over that which you need, so you can share with somebody else. Give God a praise. Yes, as a young man said, it's all about the abundant life. Lord God, have mercy. And so then the questions then become these. Are you ready to help? Or be selfish? Are you ready to give? Or are you ready to keep your stuff? Are you ready to go the distance? Or are you ready to stay at home? Are you ready to live the abundant life of Christ, or be seen as those who do or barely do anything? You know who I'm talking about. Amen. We say that we can do all things in Christ or through Christ. My question is, where is the doing of it? Oh my God. Is it evidence in your life? That you can do all things through Christ Jesus. It's an evidence. that you can do it. Can I move on to number three? But y'all look like y'all got something on y'all mind. Lord God, have mercy. God, amen. The third thing, amen, if we want to bear fruit, we have to develop a Christ-like character. Isn't that right? Amen. Let me call your attention to another witness, 2 Peter chapter 1. You've heard it before. Amen. Verses 5 through 8, and it declares this. And beside this, given all diligence. Putting forth every effort. All of your energy. He said, add to your faith virtue, excellence. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. Somebody say, add it up. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, God have mercy. And not just in you. We're talking about the abundance of life in Christ. Isn't that right? If these things be in you and abound. Oh yes. Not just on a superficial level, but if they abound in you, they will make you that you shall neither be what? Barren nor unfruitful, amen, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. I submit to you, my friend, that is abundant living. Can I get a witness in here? Not only that, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and verse 23 states, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, amen. Not only that, but it's joy. Not only that, but it's peace. Not only that, it's long-suffering. It's gentleness. It's what? Goodness. It is faith. It is meekness and temperance. Against such, there is no law. Lord God, have mercy. Ain't no law against those things. My God, again, my friend, that is abundant living. My God, can I share one more with you?
Praise the Lord.
Just one more. If you would just stay with me for a moment here. Amen. Glory to God. If you want to bear fruit, amen, we have to do it in praising God and giving thanks. Yeah, praising God and giving thanks for all that he has done. For you, isn't that right? Let me call on my last witness, amen, here in Hebrews, amen, chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. And here's what it has to say to us. It said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God. How often? Let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually, not intermittently, not every now and again, and mostly amen then. Praise the Lord, but we have to do it continually. Now, when we feel like it, when we don't feel like it, we got to give God the praise. Isn't that right? Oh, yes. Amen. That is the fruit of our what? Lips. Praising God is the fruit of our lips. And that lets me know then we can give him more praise, therefore producing more fruit. Isn't that right? Amen. Giving thanks to his name. Verse 16 then says, but to do good. And to communicate, it says, forget not. Oh, I'm going to break this down for you. Amen. For with such sacrifices, what sacrifices? Amen. The sacrifice of continuous praise. continuous praise. The sacrifice, amen, of doing good. about the sacrifice of communicating and forgetting not to do it. For with such sacrifices, God is what?
Well pleased.
Now watch this now, praise the Lord. The word sacrifice here means victim. It means victim, to be a victim. Anybody ever been a victim before of anything? Amen. It is there, the question is there enough proof or evidence to prove that you are a victim of praise?
That's it.
Yeah. Is there enough proof to convict you that you are a praise? That you praise the Lord your God. Is there proof? Is it obvious? My God. I submit to you, amen, that when we come into the house of God, we ought to come in with a praise. Isn't that right? We ought to come in rejoicing. We ought to come in, amen, singing hymns and songs, praise the Lord. Because we'll rejoice and we're thankful for what God has done for us. Can I get a witness? Amen. But we'll walk into the church with all different kinds of subjects. All different kinds of thoughts on our mind. When we ought to come in with praise and thanksgiving. Enter into his court with praise. Come into his gates with thanksgiving in his court with praise. So we can be thankful to him. Isn't that right? Amen. Are you a victim of praise? Have you been victimized? Amen. The word communicate here, means fellowship. I didn't write that. That's what the Hebrews say. The word communicate here means fellowship. It means association. It means community. It means joint participation. It is to share. Which one has in everything. So how will you bear more fruit when you want fellowship? How will you bear more fruit when you won't share in what others are doing? Isn't that what the word say? But to do good and to communicate, forget not. Let me put it in layman term. But to do good and to fellowship, don't forget to do it. Because these sacrifices, God is well pleased. Can I get a witness in here? If you want to produce more fruit, then you're going to have to participate. My friend, listen. If you want God to be well pleased with you, then you need to be a victim of praise. You need to fellowship. I didn't write this. It's been there all the time. You need to participate. Can I get a witness? Talk to me, Elder Martini. You're a witness for that. You need to participate. The word teaches us that we should all be shareholders. We should all be shareholders in this thing. Isn't that right? I stop by to ask you, how many shares have you purchased in this ministry? How many shares have you purchased? How many shares do you own? Can I get a witness in here? My God. What is your piece of the pie? What is it that you are bringing to the table? My friend. What did you put in the kitty? What is your market share? Can I get a witness? Are you a part of this community? Or you are not? The word says if you want to please God, then we're going to have to fellowship. We're going to have to praise God. Oh, I didn't write it, I'm glad I didn't, but it's right there in the book. Isn't that right? I don't know about you, amen. But I want a big piece of the pie. I'm throwing in a big piece. Amen. I want a large share. I don't care what it costs. Can I get a witness? I want God to be pleased with me. And so I submit to you in closing, my friend. Amen. Glory to God. That if you are not living the abundant life, then you don't have what Jesus came to give you. You ain't got it. You ain't got it. No brag, just fact. Amen. And so these are the fruits. These are the fruits that we bear as being branches of the vine. Amen. But not apart from the vine. Because we realize apart from Christ, we can do nothing at all. So we have to invest because we need to bear more fruit. Don't you want your money to bear more interest?
Yes.
You want it to bear more money, more interest, don't you? Oh yeah, that's why you look for certain investments to put it in so it can multiply, so it can increase. Amen. So you can have more fruit. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory to God. But these are the fruits. And we can do it apart from God. Amen. And next week, or whenever I come back, we'll look at the benefits, amen, of bearing these fruits. Praise the Lord. Fruits have benefits.
Right.
Do they not?
Amen.
They have benefits.
Hallelujah.
Lord, God have mercy. Give the Lord a praise. We thank God for you. We appreciate you. Glory to God. If you're here, you need prayer. Amen. We're willing to pray with you. Glory to God, to agree with you those things concerning the word of God, those things that are right in his sight. Amen. He come to give us healing. He come to meet our needs according to his riches and glory. Glory to God. He come to give us health. Amen. Life and that more abundantly. That more abundantly. I want to be living in the abundant life of Christ. How about you? Glory to God. Any in here, amen, looking for a church home, and the Lord has led you here. Amen. We're ready to receive you whenever, as our very own. Praise the Lord. Whatever the Lord leads you to do. Amen. We're here for you. Praise the Lord. God would have us to be in his house. He wants us to be shareholders. Oh God. He wants us bring something to the table. Amen. To serve him and to bless his holy name. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanks.
Yes,
we are your people.
Yes, Lord.
It is you who has made each and every one of us. We are not an accident. We have been purposely made and created in your image. And you know exactly what we stand in need of. Because you are our Father. You are our Creator. And so we look to you, Lord God, to be our help in the time of need. Our very present help. In the time of need, whatever that need is, oh Lord God, we know that you're able. We know that you're able, without a doubt. Because your word said it. And we're walking in faith and not by sight. Look on each and every one of us as we stand before you, Lord. Search out our hearts. If you find anything there that is not like you, remove it. Cast it into the sea of forgiveness. They are never again to arise to trouble us. Cleanse us, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Save us to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Prune us, cleanse us, so that we will bear more fruit. In the name of Jesus. In the sick among us, Lord God, touch their bodies now. Give them healing from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' name, because we realize that by your stripes, we are healed. If any lacking in anything, oh God, meet the need in Jesus' name. Any need direction, oh God, direct their paths in the name of Jesus. Any need a church home, place them where you would have them, Lord. Bible teaching and a Bible believing church under leadership that sets the example in the name of Jesus. Oh, God bless you, people. If only you can, oh Lord God, we'll forever give you the praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say, amen. Amen.